Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Welcome to the show, Stephen. How you been, man?
I've been good. Yeah, I just moved back here end of May, so kids are getting settled into school, and it's just great being closer to family. And I think my heart's always been here in this city.
I mean, obviously, being that you just moved back, I'm sure you've caught some of the wind of what's going down at Petco Park. I mean, you're still, relatively close removed from this game, but I'm sure you've been able to catch a little bit of it. What's been your thoughts watching the Padres do their thing?
Yeah, I mean, the energy that's surrounding this town reminds me a lot of 2019. Mm-hmm. One of the amazing things about everything that I was going through at the end of my career is that there was just, it made me realize how impactful that run was to the community. And to kind of see, the excitement, see the sellout crowds on TV. My nieces and nephews are all like, hey, let's turn on the Padres game. It's pretty special. And, I think they're right in the thick of it here. And, we were talking earlier. I mean, it's October's already started for them.
Yeah.
And,
no.
I'm kind of excited to plug in and watch from afar.
I think, to your point, you go back to 2019 and you guys go on that run. If those who may not remember that year, you guys got off to a pretty slow start and it came on late. Just talk a little bit about once it changed over for your guys' team, the energy that begins to build. Just talk a little about that I'm bringing that up because we're watching a Padre team that seemingly kind of has whatever it is, that it factor, they have it right now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think, there was other years, 2012, 2014, like where we won the division and we had that bye. And like that was really hard to really like comprehend because you weren't, we won it and we had regular season to play and then we had a bye. And now with this structure, it's kind of like you have to be playing your best baseball right to the finish.
Right.
And, when we got the wild card game in 2019, that rebound really started months earlier. And it came to the point where we had just great veterans on the team who really brought everybody together. And we just pulled for each other. We were having fun. We didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know if we were going to get in, if we were going to keep going. It was just one pitch at a time. And that was the goal. It was just, are we going to win pitches? Are we going to play the game the right way? And really looking at that as a way to springboard. And then, go figure. it takes one bad hop with Grisham,
right,
and then it was
right.
Like the rest is history. So
I mean, you talk about one pitch, you know, at a time. I mean, that's we pretty much hear that from Mike Shildt on a daily basis. I think people get frustrated with it, but it's really how you have to look at things when you get to this time of year. We'll get to some more baseball stuff, you know, Major League Baseball stuff. You're going to be with us for a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about what has your attention now. I mean, both of us are proud Aztecs, and the college structure in itself is beginning to change a little bit. And just kind of talk a little bit about what you've got going on, what you're passionate about right now, because I think it's pretty important.
Yeah, I think all this time, you know, being on the East Coast and being focused on my own career, you know, I took a lot of pride. I think one of the most often asked questions that I got as a professional from, you know, fellow teammates was, what was it like playing for Tony Gwynn? And I think that impact was really on a national stage. And then you kind of see, you know, the basketball program doing really well. And, you know, I played with a lot of guys from SEC schools who showed that kind of pride. And I think for me, my parents being alumni, coming from here, getting a chance to play for my favorite player of all time, there's a desire in my heart to really, you know, help the baseball program in whatever way I can. And, you know, it's going to be a multifaceted approach. And I think the NIL era has a lot of influence, and we'll see how it all shakes up. But right now, it's just trying to reengage with the alumni, get them back together, and seeing where we can take this thing. I'm a firm believer that all the pieces are in place for the San Diego State baseball to be a national contender year in and year out.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I think we've all at least thought at some point while we were there and since we've been gone, because there's no doubt the talent is here. Now, Sean Cole is the head coach at San Diego State. We had him on last week to talk a little bit about the decision for the Aztecs to move to the Pac-12, which will start here, 2026, I believe it is?
Yeah, 26.
2026. Have you had conversations with Coach Cole?
Yeah, I've had a lot of lengthy conversations with Sean, and I think his heart's in the right place. And, you know, I really believe that, you know, he really wants to see this program get to the next level. And that's all you can really ask for, is somebody who's committed to the program and that who wants to be there. Like, this is their dream job. You know, I know it was Tony's dream job, and I think that's what the program deserves. You know, as far as my involvement, I kind of just told him, I said, hey, like, I'm moving back. I got, you know, three girls, and I'm busy with that. But if you need me to come down and work with some guys, I'll be there. And really, for me, it's just about creating this infrastructure, this network, and getting these guys back connected. That's one thing that, you know, one thing I looked forward to for years was that, you know, season was over whenever it was, and I'd come back and I'd be there for the Aztec baseball golf tournament, and I'd get a chance to see a bunch of guys. And then, you know, a couple years ago, I started to hear that. I was like, oh, they're not doing it anymore. And so that's why I kind of decided to, like, springboard it myself. And, you know, we're starting one on November 15th out at Steel Canyon, and really just trying to get the community back involved and get them a chance to know the current program and support that program.
November 15th, you guys heard it there. I will certainly be there. This is for Aztecs out there. This is important. And I think the thing that you and I have spoke about on a couple of different occasions, we spoke about it a little bit earlier before we came on. This isn't, you're looking for small dollar donors in this. It's not pull out your checkbook and give us everything that you got. This is kind of how some of these NIL programs are built, is off of these small dollar kind of donations, correct?
Yeah. I mean, San Diego State, there's 500,000 living alumni. And I would like to think, growing up here in San Diego, I obviously know how impactful your dad's legacy is. And super special for me to be able to give back and hopefully get Tony Gwynn Stadium in a place that really honors his legacy. And that's the ultimate goal for me right now, is to, you know, have something there to give back to the current players and set them up for success in the long term.
We'll do our best to get the information out, you know, moving forward. But certainly something I think both of us find important, and we'll keep pushing to try to keep the word going. Now, let's talk a little bit about your experience at San Diego State, because clearly it's pretty important to you. I think it's part of the reason why you decided to make this move. Talk a little bit about your time at San Diego State and why it was so impactful and important to you.
Yeah, I mean, it was there was a major transformation that happened when I was there. You know, growing up as a kid, my dad would always take me to San Diego State baseball games. I mean, I remember, you know, when Dietz was coaching there, I remember watching you, Royce Ring, Aaron Harang, all these guys that you just kind of like idolize as a kid. And to have that opportunity, number one, to wear the red and black, and number two, to play for your dad, who was my favorite player, and my freshman year was the year he got inducted in the Hall of Fame. You know, it's just it's really near and dear to my heart. You know, and I think the San Diego community as a whole, you know, they're very much attached to Tony Gwynn. He's kind of synonymous with San Diego. And, you know, I think just coming back here, it just shows that, you know, baseball, like, this is a baseball town now.
Yeah,
it is. You know, I was on the East Coast, Chargers left, and, you know, even, you know, I play fantasy football now, and it's like, you know, I'm not really like a Chargers fan, even though I like the Harbaugh hire.
Right.
But, you know, this is a baseball town, and I'd like to think that San Diego State baseball is, you know, almost like the little brother of the Padres, and especially with that connection to Tony.
Talk about your transformation, because I don't think a lot of people know this. I mean, I think a lot of people came onto the scene when you were, you know, sophomore, junior, and you were making all the noise, but yeah, it wasn't easy for you when you got to San Diego State.
No, and I mean, it just goes down to the culture that your dad created. You know, I was coming in as a freshman. I was like 30 pounds overweight. I mean, I wasn't a terrible high school player. My numbers weren't very good, but, you know, I went from 88 to 90. I feel like I could command the baseball, command a breaking ball, and just literally got punched in the face week one. Never worked out before.
That
nothing.
Condition is no joke.
And it was the easy route would have been like, this just isn't for me. But, you know, one of the guys that was really influential when I was there was Bruce Billings. He was a senior at the time, and I distinctly remember this moment where, you know, I'm throwing up in the ice plane. I'm not getting through the running. And these upperclassmen are, they come over and like, they're carrying me. They're carrying, making sure I finish the lap. And, you know, that was really eye opening to me, because that's like the true sense of team.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, you're only as strong as your weakest link. And I didn't want to be that weak link. I wanted to prove to them that I was there for them and I had their back. And that's where it really motivated me to just put in all the extra work. And, you know, those are things that you can control. Like, I can't control that, you know, that led to me throwing much harder. And that, you know, but at the same time, it's like, you know, you have to look back on every single moment in your playing career and just ask yourself, did I do everything that I possibly could?
Right.
And if you honestly say you did, then you can live with the outcome.
That is such an interesting thing, because even the part after you decided I didn't want to be the weak link, it still was some time in between that time and the guy you became the following year, correct?
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, Rusty Filter was there, and, you know, it started out. I remember we went up to, like, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo for a three-game series. I didn't have a role, and, you know, we kind of got knocked and then, you know, Bruce Billings was the closer at the time. And then they basically made the choice, like, he needs to come back in the rotation. And Rusty told me, he's like, hey, I think you're gonna be our closer. And I don't care. Like, we're not pulling the job from you. You go out there and give it everything you have. And it really just helped me slowly. At the time, I didn't understand.
Paul Skeens kind of reminds me a little bit of what you went through. If you haven't spoke to him, if you had a chance to speak to him, what kind of advice would you have for him?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's funny, because I was kind of at the early stage of like the next, you know, let's hype up every prospect, right?
And yes, you were.
Yeah, and I just looking from afar, it's like I didn't really understand what was going on at the time. I was young, and I was like, I felt really uncomfortable being in the clubhouse and being around these guys that I idolize, these veterans. I mean, I'm throwing to Pudge Rodriguez as a rookie. And it was just weird to me. It didn't really sit
that all
well.
The attention was on you. Yeah, and you had these vets that had been in there for a while.
And it's just, you know, it's easy to be, you know, labeled the savior of the franchise. And, you know, that's a lot of weight that you have to put on, that you could put on yourself. But I would say just like, you just have to enjoy it. Like, there's going to be highs, there's going to be lows. And it's all about just finding those ways to get better every single day. Like, this is just a long career. You know, his next start, it's not just that start. Like, there's many more starts down the road. And just really look at it from the perspective of, like, you know, this is going to be a long career. And I just want to know at the end of the day that I, you know, turned over every stone and I gave it everything I possibly could.
Now, Stephen, you were built up old-fashioned, right? You talked a little bit about getting in the weight room, kind of changing your whole body structure, really. How much analytics did you actually get to participate in, if you will, and how much did you like it or didn't like it?
Yeah, I think that the analytics part, especially from pitching, you know, one of the things that, you know, I had a pitching coach, Steve McCaddy, early on in my career, and he would always talk about paralysis by analysis. And I think with that, when you get young guys, I think it's very easy to have the analytics part change who you are as a pitcher and what makes you successful. You know, I would use more so just like the data on a from a scouting perspective. You know, the biggest thing is that, like, you know, when you're in college and you only give up like a couple home runs in a 3-year career, and then you get, you know, clipped a few times, you're like, oh man, like, what's this is on? this doesn't feel right. And so the immediate thing is to, like, start to tinker and start to change, and then you start to, oh, I need to throw 60 pitches in the bullpen in between, and then I got to figure it out. And, you know, when you have a long career, you start to realize that you're going to give up home runs. And then, you know, when you know you're going to give up home runs, it's how can you, you know, pick out where your outs are in the lineup? How can you stay away from slug? And, you know, that's really the thing that that really helped me, was just trying to stay away from slug, you know, and it's like really using my pitches and my sequences to keep the ball in the yard.
Give it off the sweet part of the bat.
Yeah, and you know, but at the same time, when you got two strikes, like, know how to punch a guy out. You know, don't wait around, don't, you know, mess around. It's like, boom, put him away.
You know, you came up pretty quickly after you got drafted, and you did have a lot of the eyeballs on you. And listen, having been in clubhouses, I know that could rub people the wrong way to no bad doing on your own. Who were, like, your mentors when you came up? Like, who were the guys that kind of put their arm around you?
Yeah, well, I would say, you know, obviously, Ryan Zimmerman, Zim, was great. And he's always more, like, the quiet type. And then, you know, but he was always there to include you with a lot of the stuff, like, you know, away from the field, a lot of the team building things. I would say, like, the one guy who, like, we kind of, like, our personalities, like, he's got a very dry sense of humor. But as I've gotten older, I've learned to, like, accept it and, like, enjoy it. But Jordan Zimmerman,
he is
a character. And, you know, his family and my family are still really close. They were out here for 4th of July with us. And we're already talking about planning another trip together. But, you know, he was a guy that, like, you know, as a young pitcher, I mean, he kept it very, very simple. And it was just, he had that bulldog mentality.
Yeah,
it was like, I'm going to make you beat me. And that's something that, you know, at the end of the day, like, if you go out there and do that, like, you can take it. You know, it's not like, you know, oh, second guess, man, I should have thrown that pitch. I should have thrown that. It's like, it doesn't matter whichever one you're committed to and you have the most conviction with.
My question, we talked about Paul Skenes, and we have a pretty good chance at Rookie of the Year here in San Diego. I'm not going to ask you to choose who's going to win, but what has Jackson Merrill shown you this year in his rookie year and leading the team, playing center field, all of that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard thing to do. I think when you get the first taste of, you know, going through to the finish line, especially when you come from, you know, shortened minor league season or, like, with Skenes, like, college season and stuff, that, you know, there's going to be some, you know, I guess, physical breakdown at some point. But when you're staying consistent with that and you've kind of proven that, you know, you belong, you know, that's one thing that, you know, it doesn't come along very often. And in a way, I feel like it's, you know, it can be that could be a little bit harder from a position player standpoint, because, you know, starting pitcher, like, you can go out there and be lights out, but you're pitching once every 5 days, 5-6 days. And, you know, when you start to, like, change the rotation around just for a long-term health perspective, like, those position players, they're grinding, they're playing through injuries. And to be able to have that, you know, professional sense and, like, feel to still go out there and perform, you know, it's impressive when you see a guy that young be able to do that.
Yeah.
All right. That was Steven Strasburg joining Tony and I in studio yesterday. Thanks again to Steven Strasburg for stopping by and giving us all the time that he did. It was very cool meeting him. Like, in this job, you come across people sometimes that you just never think that you're going to meet, but he was just an everyday dude. He came back, and before the show, we were sitting down with him, just kind of talking about what we wanted to go over, and then we started talking fantasy football, and he started talking about the Padres, and all of that. So it was really fun to have Steven Strasburg in. Hopefully, we can get him on more in the coming future. I am Scraby. Tony is down on the field waiting for Mike Schilt. We just got done interviewing Manny. So when we get back, we are going to hear from the leader of the Padres, Manny Machado. We asked him a bunch of questions. And, so Manny Machado, when we get back here on 97.3 The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Welcome back to Friar Friday. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, and on Fridays, we typically get a Padre guest. This week, our Padre guest is none other than Manny Machado. Manny, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. First, before we get into anything baseball-wise, what is it like being a brand-new father?
Oh, man, it's awesome. It's a lot. It's definitely a lot, but it's great, man. I mean, coming home after games, watching him smile, 0-4, 4-4, all feels the same.
Yeah.
It feels great. And, you know, even in the mornings, I'm a big morning person. I used to like to sleep in, and obviously that's changed a little bit.
Team no sleep.
Yeah, it changed a little bit, but it's good waking up in the morning, seeing him smile, playing with him for a little bit before you go to the yard. And, yeah, man, it's been fun.
Now, Tony had told me, because I asked him, like, does anything change for you in your daily routine once you have a kid? And Tony said, no. When I get home from work, I'm going to be my wife is going to hand me the kid. Now, what is your situation? Do you just get the drop off as soon as you walk in the door?
No. I mean, yes and no. I want to spend as much time as I can with them. You know, obviously, it's people don't really realize. I mean, we're gone for 7-8 days, and we don't really get to see them. So whenever I had the opportunity to be with him, you kind of just take that moment in and enjoy it. But my routine has been the same. You know, obviously focusing on baseball is number one and priority, obviously. When I'm getting worked on at home, working on and stuff, he's around, he's on top of me sometimes. I put him on there just to spend as much time as I want, because you know, obviously, you know, we're gone on a road trip and now I won't see him for 6 days, and it's tough.
Yeah, it's not something that people think about often as it pertains to athletes, and especially baseball, how much we're gone. Let's talk a little bit about the season. You're finishing up your sixth season here as a Padre. I would have to think this has been amongst the most fun seasons you've been a part. Just talk about what it's been like from the beginning to this point and kind of the chemistry you guys have built.
Yeah, man, it's been awesome. Obviously, this year, I think that the closest year was that COVID year. Okay. It was just us here,
right.
You know, but this year, man, it's been different. You know, the chemistry that we have with the group of guys. Oh man, it's just different. I honestly don't even know how to describe it.
Right.
I really don't, man. I mean, I think the closest that I could say is we're all pulling on the same rope. We're all pulling for each other. I mean, you come in here, I think everyone's on the top step cheering on for, you know, McCoy trying to get his first hit,
right,
and up there trying to get down the bunt. You know, Peralta up there, Solano. I mean, 1 through 9, 1 through 15.
I mean, we saw you come out on the steps when Lockridge got his butt single. Like, I need that ball.
Yeah, let's get the ball. I mean, we're all pulling for each other, man. And awesome. It's fun. It's fun coming to the clubhouse every day. Everyone's always happy. Everyone's, you know, checking up on each other. We're hurt. We're banged up. We know what we're going through. And we're just in it together, man. I mean, at the end of the day, this is all we got right here, is this family inside this clubhouse. And, you know, we're taking the next step on being together as a team.
Talking to Manny Machado here for Friar Friday, 97.3 The Fan. And what is it about this time of year that brings out the best baseball in you? Because, you know, early in the year, you got the people on TV saying he's starting slow. But you have never wavered. You're always like, hey, I'm Manny Machado. Things are going to work out. So what is it about this time of year?
I mean, this year's been different, obviously, for me because of the surgery. This offseason was a little tricky for me. I couldn't really have the same offseason I've always had to prepare for this time of the month. But every year, I mean, I know what I put into it in the offseason, how much I work, how much extra I put into it, that I know, yeah, it's going to be ups and downs, but my strength, my mentality is going to be ready for the end of the year. And you see the finish line, you know, and you just try to empty out the gas as much as you can. And just trust yourself. You know, we've had spring training, we've had at bats, we've had a lot of time in the cage to work on your thing. So at this point is just go. I mean, don't think about it. Just go up there, swing the bat, play good defense, play base running. You just be prepared and go out there and enjoy yourself. And I mean, I hate to say it, but every year I know where I'm going to be at. You know, at the end of the year, I know where, you know, my goals are mentally, where I want to hit, how many home runs, how many runs I want to drive in. You know, you kind of know that goal in the back of your head, and you know you're going to be there at the end of the year, you know, whether it's you're struggling early on like I did this year, but You just trust the process at the end of the day, and I think that's the hardest part of this. And I'm trying to teach Jackson the same thing. Just trust the process, man. Just trust it, and at the end of the year, it's going to be there. It sounds cliche, it really does, but it's the honest truth. You just got to trust the process, and let's just let it come to you.
The guy Manny Machado here with us on Friar Friday, and Manny, you're pretty well known around these parks for your kind of stoic demeanor, right? We talked a little bit about early in the season. How do you block out the noise? Because it's one of the things that frustrates me as a former player, listening to a lot of the noise out there. I'm a big believer in the back of a baseball card, and yours is as consistent as they come. How do you block out that noise? If you even hear the noise, how do you block it out and just keep doing what you do?
It's tough, obviously, sometimes when things aren't going great. I think it's the toughest. I think this year we've been lucky that we have a good team. We've been playing really good baseball, and at the end of the day, it's about winning baseball games,
right?
When things are going well and the team's winning, I don't care what I did. Yeah. I don't care if we're winning games, I'm all right. I know where I'm going to be at the end of the year, right? So last year was a little bit different. I think we had a little bit more pressure. We weren't winning so many games. We had so many hot streaks, cold streaks,
right,
up and down, right about 500 battling. So I think you put a little bit more pressure on it, and you start hearing a little bit more of the outside noise. But, this year is just – it's like I said, you know where the baseball card is going to be. You know I'm going to go out there. I'm going to post every single day. I know I'm going to get my quality at bats. I didn't think I was going to get to 30 home runs, but here I am. I'm one away, which is awesome. But – I mean, at the end of the day, it's this team's winning, and I think that's all that matters. That's all that matters, and you continue to win and provide and try to win by hitting home runs like we did the other day, win by making good defensive plays, or even win by getting, taking an extra base or stealing a base.
But so, you guys do a lot of.
So whatever we could possibly try to win, I think that's the most important part, and I think that's how you block out the noise.
Talking to Manny Machado here for Friar Friday, 97.3 The Fan. And Shohei Ohtani made history yesterday. He went 50-50, and he had six. He was 6-for-6, three home runs, all of the above. What's the difference between a 40-70 season like Ronald Acuna Jr. had and a 50-50 season like Shohei Ohtani is having?
Man, I don't know, man. They're both impressive. They're both impressive. Let's be honest. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, the difference is one played, one's DH. Right?
Yeah,
I think that's the biggest difference. You have Acuna going out there playing every single day, playing right field, gold glove caliber outfield, stealing that many bases. I mean, it's hard, dude. I mean, I've never hit 40 home runs, so I can't tell you what that feels like. But I mean, I bet it feels great. I don't think anything Ohtani does now seems to impress people or surprise people, right? I mean, he could do it all. I mean, pitch, hit. Then the only thing he has left is Cy Young, which he's probably going to try to come and do it next year.
Yeah.
But man, it's great for the game. It's great for the sport. It's just awesome for baseball and awesome to see. I mean, I love when players do things that are, in the record books.
You signed here 6 years ago. After this season, it'll be 6 years ago. Earlier last week, you were able to reach the top of the list for home runs as a San Diego Padre. Does any of this stuff, register to you in the moment? Like, how big of a deal that is? I mean, it's taken a long time for somebody to get on top of that list. You've been here now for almost 6 years. You've been able to do that. I'm sure there are going to be other lists that you are climbing up as well. How important is that to you, the fact that it's with an organization that you kind of took a chance on?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I haven't even, it still hasn't really sunk in.
Yeah.
I think about it. Obviously, I wanted to get to the number. I knew what the number was. Even coming into the beginning of the season, I said, I got to hit 26 homers, right?
I was aware.
I'm not going to lie. But you know what? I mean, it's now you realize it. I didn't know it was 50 years that I hadn't been broken. It was holding on. I mean, it's an honor. I mean, it's special. It's a special moment. I think maybe you ask me in a couple of years, ask me next year, maybe I have a different answer for you. But I mean, I appreciate it. I mean, it's beautiful. It's awesome. Hopefully I got many more here. I was talking to my wife the other day about it. It's like, man, I mean, you look up at it, right? I made the record. This is when I broke the record. And I looked up, I'm like, man, I still got 9 years left here.
right?
I got 9 years left. I mean, and I had six. So that means I'm going to have a Padre uniform for 16 plus years. 16-plus years, I have a Padre uniform, and I think that's just – I think that's what's special to me, and I think that's what's – you know, that's what I'm going to – you know, I think that's what I'm going to cherish the most is just having one uniform for almost my entire career.
I think that when it's all said and done, that's when people will truly, truly appreciate what you've been able to accomplish. I mean, 6 years is a lot of time, but as you said, 16 is a whole lot more. So we appreciate you coming on, spending some time with us, man. Terrific season to this point, man. You guys are a lot of fun to watch, and you got all of us behind you, the whole city, man. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
And there you go, Manny Machado with Tony and I just a little bit earlier. Thanks to Manny for joining us. And I don't know about you, but Manny sounds like he's in a very good mood these days. Manny sounds like he is ready for the playoff run, and Manny sounds like he is confident that this team is going to go far in the playoffs. And we were kind of just talking after the interview just a little bit, and you could just see, you could just feel the confidence coming out of this entire ball club, not just Manny. And you can, I mean, he just said it. He's got 9 more years in a Padres uniform. That is wild to think about. But in the end, Manny Machado is going to go down as most likely, I don't want to jinx anything, knock on wood, as one of the greatest Padres of all time, right next to Tony Gwynn. So Manny Machado brings a World Series to San Diego, and he is forever immortalized. Yes, I'm riding a high because I just talked to him and hung out with him in a dugout. But still, it is you can hear it in his voice. You can feel it from his answers. And we appreciate Manny for joining us today. All right. I appreciate Adam being back in studio. Adam's the real hero of today. So everybody take a little bit of time to send your thoughts up to Adam today, because Adam is running everything from Manny and Nelson all the way through Gwynn and Chris. So thank you, Adam. When we get back, Tony and I did sit down and do a countdown because it is Friday. So we're going to count down our top 5 things. And today we're counting down the top 5 AJ Preller moves of this season. So that's what we're going to do when we get back. Stick around. More Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. Back here in the loft, Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Thanks to everybody who has joined us today. We are going to be getting into the countdown here in just a second. But first, this hour is brought to you by the Mini Donut Company. Sometimes an entire donut just seems a little too much. Enter the Mini Donut Company with dozens of rotating traditional and seasonal flavors. The Mini Donut Company is perfect for office catering, parties, weddings, or a fun treat for the family. Visit getminidonuts.com. Now, I walked into the kitchen the other day, and I saw these mini donuts. And they look delicious, and I skipped the mini donuts, but next time I see them, I'm not going to, because everybody else had them, said it was great, and I did not have them, and I feel left out now. I feel like I should have had the mini donuts. All right, we have the countdown coming up here, and the countdown is going to be our top 5 AJ Preller moves of the season. So spanning from the end of last season until basically today, Tony and I went through and did that, and we'll get to that right after we check traffic.
Welcome back in to Gwynn and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby filling in for Chris. Oh, not really filling in, but Chris Ello out on vacation. So
it's been nice. It's been really nice.
It's just been the two of us. I mean, other than today, you've been pretty relaxed, and today is a little bit different. We've got a kind of impromptu show down at Petco. You know Manny Machado was on earlier, obviously, and you know, I think you know, when you're asked to come down to the stadium when it's not something that you normally do, I can see why you were in a little bit of you're a little uptight.
Do you see my face, how stressed it looks?
Yeah, I think I do. I don't know if you've actually released your forehead from like scrunching it up so much since you've been at the ballpark, but nonetheless, we got a Friday also means it's a countdown day, and so as we were kind of, you know, going through the Rolodex of ideas of what we want to do, I thought, you know, there's been so many moves made this year from AJ Preller. We could do a top 5. We could do a top 10 list maybe, but we typically do a top 5. So we're going to do a top 5 AJ Preller moves. Now, this is dating from after the season till now. You got more than enough to work with. Now, obviously, we don't have our intro or anything like that. So Scraby will be left to, you know, not do the noise, not do the fives, because it doesn't really sound that great. We're just gonna tick down this list. Scraby, why don't you go first?
Yeah, by the way, you're talking about my scrunched forehead. My nieces say, "Why does your forehead smile?" And I was like, "That's really messed up." Every time I see them,
that's
so like,
cold.
"Your forehead smiles all the time," and I'm like, "Thanks." Anyway, my number five is going to be the combination of David Peralta and Donovan Solano, because we saw last year the Padres needed some bench help. They didn't really have the guys that they needed in place to come off the bench and make a difference. Donovan Solano, I've said I'm wrong about him many times. I didn't think he was going to have this big of an impact, but he's been absolutely huge. David Peralta's been huge while Fernando was out with his injury. I mean, both of those moves were, in my mind, made because he learned last year he needs veteran bench help. So I'm going to say the combination of David Peralta and Donovan Solano.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That was clearly, I think, one of the better moves that A.J. Preller made. It's also five on my list. I think one of the things that the Padres have seemingly always lacked, even in some of their better runs, is bench depth. And this quality of the bench depth this year is exceptional. I mean, Donnie Barrels, Peralta. I mean, there's been a bunch of other insular, like smaller moves that have contributed, but those two stand out the most because they were asked at different moments to step in for long periods of time. And not only did they hold the fort down, they thrived in those positions. And that's a A plus. I think part of the reason A.J. Preller is going to get an A-plus when this is all said and done in terms of putting this roster together. Remember, the payroll went down and the roster got better. So,
My number four is going to be...
Is it supposed to, you go.
Yeah. Or you can go.
No, go ahead. Number four.
The trades for the Florida pitchers is what I'll say. The Jason Adam Tampa trade and then the Brian Hoeing and the... Tanner Scott trade.
Yeah.
Those, I mean, it's crazy that that's a number four, but you'll see because there's a lot more to come with A.J. Preller and the moves he made. But obviously, that's put the bullpen to where it's at today. It's put the ASS into the
789.
Adam, Scott, and Suarez. So it's, I can't believe that there was a part of the season without these guys, to be honest, because it just feels like they've been a part of this team the entire season. And they've already paid dividends upon dividends. So that's my number four, the Florida pitchers.
Okay. Number four on my list is the move to bring Jackson Merrill to the big league ball club. Having, you know, we often think about trades when we think about moves. But this wasn't a – when the season ended in 2023, it was not a guarantee that Jackson Merrill – was going to be on the big league team. It was thought that he would have a chance, but to pull the trigger in the same way they pulled the trigger for Fernando Tatis some years ago has paid huge dividends for this ball club. Being able to solidify, at the time it was left field, but what ended up happening is he moved to center, and being able to hold down one of the more important spots on the field with a homegrown rookie is huge. Another A for A.J. Preller in the four spot for me.
Should have put that one on my list. I did think of trades basically only, but having the faith in Jackson Merrill to stick him in center field and to bring him to the big league club, huge, obviously. I mean, where would they be without him?
Yeah, right no doubt.
My number three is going to be a trade, and it was the Juan Soto trade that brought Michael King over and Kyle Higashioka and Drew Thorpe, who we'll get to in a second, but Michael King, again, where would they be without him as a part of this rotation? There were questions coming into the year about the rotation. There were questions coming into the year, can Michael King pitch a full year? He's never done it before. How many innings can he throw? How good is he going to be? Well, he's shown us he's very, very good, and he's been a really, really nice part of this rotation, and he's made a lot of starts this year. So Michael King, bringing him in with Kyle Higashioka, I mean, you can't ask for more back from a Juan Soto trade.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt about it. I'm going to steal your answer here both ways. I'm going to combine the Juan Soto trade because that also parlayed into the Dylan Cease trade. They will be the three for me. I mean, listen, I for one, and you guys know this, having been on the show with me, I was not looking forward to trading Juan Soto. I was not. I just didn't think you could be able to possibly get the value that you would need in order to feel good about trading him. I was wrong. I was wrong. Michael King, Kyle Gashioka, and listen, even Randy Vasquez have proved that to not be true. Not only did Michael King become one of the better pitchers in the National League, has one of the best ERAs in the National League in his first full season as a starter, but Kyle Gashioka at some point really saved the catching position with the production that he had. Not only that, Randy Vasquez had to be thrusted into the rotation and held his own for quite some time. He did what he needed to do in order to keep Padres in a lot of ball games that he pitched. And then that's not even mentioning that they took Thorpe, flipped him for Dylan Cease, and what he has. He's thrown a no-hitter this year, almost went CG in his last start. He's been without Dylan Cease, Michael King in that rotation, Padres wouldn't be in this spot, guaranteed, without those two guys. So that's number three on my list.
I also love Michael King because, A, he won me helped me win a fantasy championship, and B, when he pitched against Glasnow earlier in the year, and I think it was Luis Arraez's first home game with the Padres, and he walked, we were downstairs in the clubhouse, and Michael King said that you can't do anything without your shoes on, so he had to put his shoes on before he answered questions, which I thought was quite hilarious. All right, my number two is going to be Luis Arraez. And Luis Arraez, I know that we've talked about him many times this year.
You're not on number two, though, right?
Yeah, we are.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're on number two. We're not in our regular days.
Gotcha. You're right.
So my number two, Luis Arraez. If he doesn't come to this team, I don't know what they're doing at the top of the order. Probably still Jerks Profar, which is fine. But Luis Arraez has set the tone for this entire lineup. And I don't care what the analytics people say. I don't care that he doesn't do these things in the ex-bat-fip, fip, whatever Chris said, fippity-fop. I am a huge fan of Luis Arraez. And the immeasurables. He brings like a fire to this team. He sets the tone for this team. And Luis Arraez is a very important player for this team. So he's my number two.
Number two on my list is actually also Luis Arraez. I hate that you're like in my head right now, taking all of my.
I should have let you go first.
All my ideas, but yeah, no, I think this is another move that put the Padres, I think, in the position they're in. I mean, having that guy at the top of the lineup on a nightly basis is a game changer. And I know from an on-base percentage standpoint, it may not be the perfect fit. But he sets a tone in this lineup every night that he's in the lineup. He's played through some injury, thumb, now knee. And he seems to be willing to do whatever the team asks him to do. They ask him to play first, they ask him to play second, they ask him to DH. He's willing to do it all. And so, and I think another important piece is who he is as a person in that clubhouse. I think he is adaptable in so many ways that it's just good to have a guy like that in your locker room and in your lineup.
All right, we've made it to number one. These are the top moves that AJ Preller has made in 2024 from the end of last season until now. And my number one is flipping Drew Thorpe for Dylan Cease. You kind of already touched on it, but Dylan Cease was another guy. At least he got put on the team before the season even started, so he's had a full year with the Padres. Dylan Cease is a guy that has done incredible things this year, and the Padres not only have three great pitchers in their rotation, they have four great pitchers in their rotation, including Cease and Michael King and Yu Darvish and Joe Musgrove. And Dylan Cease, he just seems like a cool dude. I think he's a good guy for the clubhouse. He doesn't seem like any drama whatsoever. And I like his shirt yesterday or 2 days ago that he wears. He wears great shirts. But Dylan Cease, for what he has brought to the team this year, he's my number one move.
Number one for me is signing Jerickson Profar to $1 million deal.
Why didn't I think about that one?
I know. I'm so happy that you went with Dylan Cease for your number one. It's not a bad pick. But Jerickson Profar at $1 million has played one of his best season, but one of the best seasons of the year for his ball club. You can make the argument he's had the best season in terms of start to finish. He has been, when Manny hadn't gotten going yet, he was working through his elbow issue. When they hadn't got Luis Arraez yet, this dude was the offense for a good portion of time. He did, and it wasn't just him having good offensive days. It was in the biggest moments of the games a lot of time he was doing his best work. So Jerickson Profar, for me, is the number one move that A.J. Preller made in 2023-2024.
No wonder you're the analyst of the radio side, because I'm really mad at myself. I didn't think of that one.
Completely forgot because it wasn't a trade.
Completely forgot because it wasn't a trade. All right, that's it for our countdown. We're going to have some more Gwynn and Chris when we get back here on 97.3 The Fan.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.